Welcome to the Skillful Art of Manipulation audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today we're honored to bring you The Celestial Cult Suicide, My Escape from the Comet's Grasp audio insight. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here our mission is simple, to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. We called it the ceremony like it was something sacred, something holy, the final trial to purify ourselves, to leave our former selves behind, to become worthy. But no one told us what it would cost. They led us into the hall at sunset, barefoot, heads bowed, wearing the identical gray linen robes they gave us when we first arrived. The torches crackled along the walls, throwing distorted shadows that danced and bowed like puppets. And at the center of the hall stood the circle. A ring of stone, a single chair in the middle, and the ledger, the black book where all our sins were written by unseen hands. "Tonight," the leader said, his voice wrapping around us like silk, "you will unburden yourselves. You will give your loyalty not just to me, but to the truth that binds us." I should have run then. I should have known. But by then, we were too hollowed out by trust, too drunk on promises of belonging. They started with smaller betrayals first. Confessions. Secrets we had whispered in private to each other, dragged into the open like wounded animals. We were told to nominate one another, point out who among us was lagging, struggling, contaminated by the outside world. It began with trembling fingers and tearful voices. I saw Jonah reading contraband material. I heard Lydia questioning the ascension. Thomas, he hesitated when asked to kneel. Each accusation was met with nods, with murmurs of approval, with the silent promise that we were saving each other. I was nominated next. Not by an enemy. Not by someone who resented me. By Sophie. Sophie, who braided my hair at night. Sophie, who shared her last piece of bread with me during the fasts. Her voice trembled as she stood. "Eden harbors doubt," she said, tears streaking her cheeks. "She dreams of her mother. She misses the world we left behind." I couldn't move. Couldn't breathe. The leader smiled. A slow, poisonous thing. "Thank you, Sophie," he said. "You have freed her." And then they called me forward. The circle swallowed me. I stood alone, shivering under the torchlight. They surrounded me, chanting softly, words that once felt beautiful now scraping like blades across my skin. "You are the cancer. You are the corpse. You are the cage." I begged. Not with words, those were forbidden. With my eyes. With my tears. It didn't matter. They made Sophie administer the punishment. A slap, soft at first. Then harder again, until my face burned and the taste of blood filled my mouth. Each blow was met with cheers, each tear with applause. This wasn't purification, it was desecration. They broke her that night, and they broke me too. When it ended, I stumbled back to my place in the circle, my body shaking, my mind shredded. Sophie wouldn't meet my eyes. No one would. We were no longer brothers and sisters. We were weapons, tools, spies. Turned against each other in the name of love. Transitioned to quieter, more reflective tone. In the weeks that followed, I stayed silent. Smiled when they told me to. Knelt when commanded. But inside, something had cracked. And the cracks let the light in. Because after the breaking ceremony, I understood. Loyalty was not love. Obedience was not trust. And the only way out was to betray them the way they taught me to betray myself.